Good afternoon. This is, we're in session at 1:31, Labor and Commerce. We're going to be hearing the continuation of SB 23. Currently, we have Senator Olson, Senator Machicki, myself, Senator Dunleavy, so we do have a quorum. I anticipate that Senator Ellis and Senator Stedman will be here shortly. So once again, SB 33, ADA bill, sponsored by Senate Rules Committee at the request of the governor, an act relating to development project financing by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, relating to the dividends from the Alaska Industrial and Export Authority, authorizing the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to provide financing and issue bonds for a liquefied natural gas production system and natural gas distribution system, and providing for an effective date. This is the third day we're hearing the bill. It's a continuation of the previous meeting. And we left off with public testimony, so we'll pick up public testimony at this point. I believe we have at least one individual online. Is Brittany Hutchinson from Fairbanks online? Oh, yeah, it's right there. Excuse me. Brittany, could you please come forward and state your name for the record and provide your public testimony? Sorry about that.
Thank you, Chair. My name is, for the record, my name is Brittany Hutchinson, and I work for Senator Bishop, but I am today here on behalf of Diane Hutchinson, presiding officer of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. She was here on Tuesday, but the committee ran out of time, so she was unable to speak, so that is why I am here speaking for her. From the words of Diane Hutchinson, I am serving my second year as presiding officer of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly and appreciate the opportunity to testify in support of SB 23 and moving it out of committee. Lowering energy costs to the interior of Alaska is our borough's number one priority. We view the governor's legislation as an avenue to provide low-cost financing to truck natural gas to our area and other areas of the state. It is a short-term bridge solution to help build the critical infrastructure necessary to accommodate gas usage when a pipeline does come online, or to stabilize energy costs if a pipeline never comes. We welcome a project that provides distribution to other areas of our state, especially the villages along the Yukon River system or down the Parks and Richardson highways, to communities as desperate to reduce their fuel costs as we are. Recently at the Eielson Air Force scoping meetings, I stressed the theme of energy and synergy. The same theme resonates in every community in the state. No community's economy is unaffected by businesses closing somewhere else. If businesses close in Fairbanks, this will affect their Anchorage suppliers and shippers in the villages which currently rely on Fairbanks businesses to supply their needs. If Anchorage businesses are adversely affected, this may affect businesses on the Kenai Peninsula or Western Alaska that look to Anchorage as their closest business partners, and so it works across the state. The PM2.5 problem that Fairbanks is experiencing and the subsequent threats of federal action by the EPA is a statewide problem, and the state is now spending DEC dollars trying to clean our air to avert EPA action. Access to gas and subsequent conversion as a heating source and lower cost electricity will help solve this problem for Fairbanks and therefore ease the burden that the PM2.5 places on the state. Passing this legislation will be the first step to help our residents breathe a little easier for their lungs and for their energy costs. Businesses may plan positive investment in the interior, and that helps the whole state. I could write so much more, but I realize my oral testimony would have been limited, so I will close this with this thought. We need energy, and our state must work together. Communities must exhibit synergy with each other, because by working together, we will strengthen all Alaskan communities, not just Fairbanks. Thank you for this time.
Thank you very much. At this moment, I'd like to note that Senator Ellis arrived at 1:31 p.m. for the meeting. David Pruse, are you online in Fairbanks?
Yes, I am.
Please go ahead and state your name for the record and give your testimony, please. We're going to have 2 minutes for testimony.
My name is David Pruse. Good afternoon, Senators. I'm here to testify before you on behalf of Senate Bill 23 that I hope you pass. You've heard much testimony on this subject, and I'll keep my remarks associated with commerce. I was born, raised, educated, and have my professional career here in Fairbanks. In my professional career, I've been a real estate appraiser or real estate broker for the past 30 years. I'm currently a member of the Planning Commission and a recently retired 8-year member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Board of Equalization, the body that hears real estate valuation disputes. Right now, Fairbanks is going through a real estate value decline. It is not because we have a loss in population, a loss in jobs, or economic conditions. It's solely based on our cost of energy, fuel, and electricity. Our borough assessing department has dropped valuations for the first time in 25 years, averaging a 4% decline. My professional opinion that over the past 2 years, real estate has fallen approximately 15%. This drop in value will start affecting our city and borough budgets and services provided for the residents of the interior. With the commercial properties I own, my utility costs average 38% of the gross income, where on a national basis, this cost averages 12 to 15%. I've often said this will be the winter of our foreclosure, and the dire prediction has turned out to be true. Many homes and business owners that lasted through last winter could not sell their properties because of falling values have given their keys back to the bank. We have more foreclosed properties on the market at any time than since the 1980s. All of this is attributed to the price of energy that we pay in the interior. The concept of trucking natural gas while being viewed as expensive startup should be looked at over a 20-year term. It is estimated that this project will bring the price of fuel down to the $2 per gallon level, the same price it was just 10 years ago. Right now, we're paying on average of $4 per gallon, and it has increased 10% over the past 45 days. Please reflect on your community and the economic fallout from such a monumental energy cost increases. Trucking gas will affect many other areas other than Fairbanks. Rural villages along the Yukon River can be barred shipments of liquid natural gas. Delta, Tok, Nenana, and other communities along the interior road system can be serviced. Think about the economic savings these communities will have in both heating and electric costs if natural gas were deliverable to them. Right now, the city of Tanana pays an average of 75 cents per kilowatt hour. This project will affect a population base of approximately 130,000 residents, 20% of our state population. Yes, this project will not have direct benefits for certain regions of the state, but then again, Alaska is so large, let us view the analogy that the project of this size in the state of Montana might not have direct benefits to the state of Georgia, but we should still do it anyway. Over the decades, I've heard many other plans that are proposed bringing natural gas to Fairbanks, a pipeline from Cook Inlet, a private line from Prudhoe Bay. Every 10 years, there is a ramp up of building a commercial gas line to Tidewater. None of these have ever happened. Before you is the only viable project you can actually bring gas to the interior within 3 years. All other projects once committed to have projected dates of a minimum of a decade.
Mr. Pruse, we're going to have to finish up your thoughts here quickly, please.
I would like to impress upon you that this is the one project that the governor, our entire legislature, our entire mayors, everyone in Fairbanks is committed to. This is the one. You've often asked us, what is the one project for us to do? This is it. Please pass Senate Bill 23. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else online? Has anyone else signed up in the audience to speak before this item? Seeing none. So we're closing public testimony at this time. So before the committee, we're going to have two amendments. So is there a motion to move?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
Objection for purposes of discussion?
Right. What we do is on line 10, line 18, what we do is take out the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and instead of that, put in interior Alaska, so that it looks like it's not just a bill that's just tailor-made for the Fairbanks North Slope Borough. In fact, it includes all of Alaska, because the gas that's coming off the slope does belong to all the people here in the state of Alaska.
Thank you. Any other comments to the amendment or questions? Is there any objection to move the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment passes. There is an amendment, a second amendment. Is there a motion to move that amendment?
Yeah, I'll move to add amendment number two, please, Mr. Chair.
I'll object to it.
For purposes of discussion, Senator Machicki.
Well, what this amendment does, Mr. Chair, is this is very early stage of the project, and we're missing a detailed evaluation of facility economics. What's most important here is that there is a build-out of a system in Fairbanks, that they're provided storage, that there's a trucking option and regasification equipment. What this amendment allows is if, for some reason, the economics of the facility on the North Slope do not prove out and they're not able to secure the funding they need, it opens it up for other options in other locations. The goal here is the lowest cost energy to Fairbanks as quickly as possible. And there may be other opportunities to deliver LNG at a lower cost in a shorter period of time. So the important thing that I think is that there are other statewide options considered that don't only support Fairbanks and the interior and Golden Valley, but also the North Slope, mines, vehicle fuel, and propane options. So the changes adds the regasification option, and it says essentially that if for some reason the economics don't work and the project will not occur in the North Slope, they can evaluate other options. So it just allows ADA to complete an evaluation that ensures that it's the most economical project possible.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Is there any objection to move this motion?
I'll object, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson?
All right. I speak to this objection because as we look at the last portion on page 10, line 17, it deletes the on the North Slope. It's my understanding that this facility was being built up on the North Slope so that we could go ahead and have rural gas possible to some of the rural areas that are down the way. You put the facility there anyplace else, it's not going to be at all serviceable to the communities that are along the way that the Dalton Highway goes by, and because of that, I think they're going to be put at a disadvantage. And when you start looking at things like facility economics, as the maker of the amendment has just done, building it up on the North Slope is the one that's going to probably be the most expensive. And if there's ever a reason not to put it up on the North Slope because of that, I think they're going to build it someplace else, because building on the North Slope is fairly expensive. But it does indeed enhance and help the people in the villages that I represent that are in Senate District T above the Fairbanks area.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I'd like
Senator Machicki
opportunity to respond. The reality of it is it doesn't affect those economics whatsoever. What it says is if for some reason the project were not going to be successful, ADA has to go for some private funding. If this project is not economical and it is not built, there would be no energy for anyone, including North Slope Borough residents. This allows the evaluation to take place that delivers the same fuels to the same locations, but if the other project were to fail, it allows ADA to look at other opportunities to deliver the same energy.
Thank you. So we're looking at I just want to be clear, the objection, it harks to page 10, line 17, the lead on the North Slope. Is that correct, Senator Olson?
That's the main thing that the rest of it, the production regasification is not a real issue to me.
Okay. So at this point, we have a second motion. There's an objection. And there's four of us. So, Senator Machicki?
I'm not as aware of the process here, but what I would be willing to do is revise my amendment.
Let's just take a brief ease.
Okay.
attorneys out of recess and into session. We have once again Amendment 2 that was put forward by Senator Machicki. There was an objection by Senator Olson. And Senator Machicki, do you wish to speak upon the amendment once again?
I do. Now that Senator Stedman had another engagement and just wanted to make sure he had the background. It's very early stages of this project, Senator, and an intimate understanding of the detailed facility economics are not available at this point. What my amendment does is allow an evaluation. It delivers the same products for Interior Alaska, the build-out of the system, storage of LNG trucking or rail, and the regas facility. If the economics of the LNG liquefaction facility do not work out, it allows them to evaluate other projects to deliver the same product to the same communities, but delivers a more responsible comparison, if you will, and hopefully a better result.
Thank you. Any questions, members of the committee? So seeing none, we have before us, and I do need to note that Senator Stedman arrived at approximately 1:14 p.m. So we have before us Amendment 2, and we are ready to take a vote at this time. Madam Secretary?
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Senator Ellis.
No.
Senator Dunleavy.
Yes.
2 yeas, 3 nays.
So the amendment fails. This takes us back to the main motion, and we have on the floor, again, it's SB 23. Is there a motion to move? So we have SB 23 on the floor. Just the brief of these.
It's amended?
No. Session. So we have the amended bill SB 23. Is there any objection to move this bill to the next committee of referral?
You want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Excuse me?
You want a motion?
Yeah, sorry. Is there a motion to move this bill?
Yes, I'll go to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we move Senate Bill number 23, version A, as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes to the next committee of referral.
Thank you. Is there any objection to move this bill as amended, SB 23? Seeing none, the bill is moved to the next committee of referral. We will make an announcement when our next meeting is. With that, we're going to adjourn.